إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أحسن الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، أرحب بكم جميعا. Once again, I welcome all of you, and we will continue all of us together learning from our noble Shaykh tonight, Al-Allama, Al-Muhaddith عبد المحسن العباد البدر حفظه الله تعالى. And we're going to continue reading these benefits, 10 benefits that the Shaykh brought in his book قطف الجنداني, the explanation of the مقدمة of the رسالة of Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani. Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani, one of the scholars among the Salaf, he has this muqaddimah in Aqidah, and Al-Allama Al-Muhaddith, our noble Shaykh Al-Wak, Abdul Muhsin Al-Badr Hafizahullah, has explained it. But in the introduction himself, he brought 10 benefits for us that help us to understand the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah of Jama'ah and the importance of adhering and clinging to it firmly. Tonight we're going to go ahead and read the Al-Fa'idah Thalitha, the third benefit. Just to remind you that the first benefit, or somebody can remind us, what was the first benefit? Remember? Anybody remember? It's been a while. The first class was on the May 10th on the Al-Qaeda. It's been like 3 months ago. Who remember the first benefit? You can check your notes. Anybody? Naam Nasir? منهج أهل السنة والجماعة في العقيدة اتباع الكتاب والسنة على فهم السلف. أحسنت. That the منهج of أهل السنة والجماعة in the عقيدة, when it comes to the creed and the عقيدة, what is the methodology of أهل السنة والجماعة in the عقيدة? That they follow the Quran and the Sunnah upon the understanding of السلف والصالح. لأن العقيدة, لماذا? Who can answer? نعم حسين. Ahsant, because the Aqeedah deals with the matters of the unseen, matters of the ghayb. Who can add something to this? Naam? Naam Zayd? Ahsant, and no one knows the unseen except Allah. That's why any matter of the unseen, we have to take it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, we take it from the revelation. And what is the revelation? What is the revelation? What is it? Al-Quran or Sunnah? That's the revelation. That's what Allah has revealed to the Prophet ﷺ. Al-Quran or Sunnah. And it's very important for us to understand this. The Aqeedah is not taken from dreams like the Sufis. SubhanAllah, the Shaykh came and said, oh, he has a dream that the Jannah is this and that. That they all this community, they're already in the Jannah. Says who? Well, dream. He dreamed that. And they believe in that. They just like that, they believe. The Aqeedah is not taken from dreams or from customs of the people, what the majority is upon, even though it's falsehood. The Aqeedah is taken from its proper sources. The Book of Allah, the sound Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you do not believe in anything unless you learn it from its proper sources. Istadilla thumma taqid. كما قال ابن عثيمين استدل أن يطلب الدليل أطلب العلم بأدلته الشرعية ثم اعتقد لا تعتقد ثم تستدل فتضل. الشيخ العثيمين used to say in these matters of a deen, especially in aqeedah, study, seek knowledge. In matters of aqeedah and belief, learn with the adilla and with sound understanding. Deep belief. Now you build your belief upon knowledge and upon correct and sound understanding. He said, this is the right way. He said, do not do like some people. They believe in something already. And then they like, wait a minute, this is a religion. Let's put one dalil or two in there. And they just come up with any dalil. And this is lead them to go astray with wal'iyadu billah. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, especially in Aqeedah, they don't believe in anything to be from the Aqeedah unless they study it with the Adillah. Ahlul Bid'ah wal Dalal, they believe in a lot of things. And then all of a sudden, they want to put like a Dalil here or there. Wal'iyadu billah. It's like a topping. A rotten cake will stay a rotten cake. Even if you put the best icing on it, railroad. That's it. Not going to change the reality. So that's the aqeedah, the corrupt aqeedah. They want to put an ayah here, a hadith there, da'if. So that the laymen, they go, oh look. The ayah, what are you asking for? The ayah doesn't apply there. The hadith is fabricated. Okay? And the like. Na'am. What is the second point? Ma'am, ahsantum, jazakallah khair. Second point was, what we learned in the second point, wasatiyatu ahli sunnah wal jama'ah fi al-aqidah bayna firaq al-dalal. That the ahli sunnah wal jama'ah, they are the only group, the only sect that they are upon moderation, upon the truth in aqidah. Amongst many sects who are upon deviation. Why, once again? Simply because Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they study the Aqeedah from its proper sources. Before they say this or that, they learn first. Ahlul Bid'ah wal-Dalal, they just follow their leaders, their founders, khurafat, dreams, and I said they believe in so many things, wal'iyadu billah. So we continue once again. الفائدة الثالثة عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة مطابقة للفطرة. قال الشيخ حفظه الله that the third benefit when it comes to عقيدة is that the عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة agrees with the فطرة. It agrees with the فطرة of the people. روى البخاري في صحيحه ومسلم في صحيحه واللفظ للبخاري عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل مولود يولد على الفطرة كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه. هذا الشيء الحديث. الشيخ mentioned this hadith that is agreed upon by الإمام البخاري الإمام مسلم in صحيح البخاري حديث number 1385 1385 and in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 2,600 2658. And this is the wording in Sahih al-Bukhari on the authority of the great companion Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, every newborn is born upon fitrah. Every newborn is born upon the fitrah, which is Islam, upon the correct aqidah, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But his parents, the parents he grew up with, make of him a Jew, teach him this corrupt aqidah of the Jews, or a Christian, or Magian, or fire worshipper, or yadu billah. وفي صحيح مسلم من حديث عياد بن حمار المجاشعي رضي الله عنه وفيه وإني أن الله سبحانه وتعالى قال وإني خلقت عبادي حنفاء كلهم وإنهم أتتهم الشياطين فاجتالتهم عن دينهم وحرمت عليهم ما أحللت لهم وأمرتهم يعني الشياطين أن يشركوا بي ما لم أنزل به سلطانا الحديث. Also the Shaykh mentioned another hadith in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 2865. This hadith is a Qudsi, hadith Qudsi, and in it Allah says, I have created my servants hunafa, kulluhum. والحنيف هو المائل عن الشرك الذي هو على التوحيد. Allah says he created all of his servants upon توحيد موحدون, not upon shirk. But the shayateen, the devils came to them and turned them away and take them away from that religion, from the aqidah of the توحيد, and made Allah for them what I have made lawful for them, and command them to associate with me in worship that which I have not revealed. You see? قال الشيخ حفظه الله, من الشيخ الذي قال؟ قال الشيخ, من الشيخ؟ ها؟ شيخ عبد المحسن. قال الشيخ عبد المحسن, توافقون؟ يسأل الشيخ عبد المحسن, do you agree with him? ما لكم شاكتون؟ Why is it you're not saying anything? You just leave your brother hanging in there? Look, his color is changing now. You're right, you said, you gave the right answer, but... وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى. أليس كذلك؟ أليس كذلك؟ بلى. If he answers right, support your brother upon good, right? Or you have to be sure and certain, huh? Naam. طيب. قال الشيخ, من الشيخ؟ من؟ You changed the answer? I told you your answer was right. لا, الشيخ عبد المحسن. الشيخ عبد المحسن. أي قال الشيخ, أنا الذي قلت قال الشيخ, لكن من الشيخ؟ أحسن, أنا الذي قلت قال الشيخ, لكن من الشيخ هنا؟ شيخ عبد المحسن. أحسنت. So the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى, he says once again, who is the Shaykh Zayd? شيخ عبد المحسن. هو عبد المحسن القاسم. You know عبد المحسن القاسم؟ هنا عبد المحسن القاسم. نعم محمد. He's one of the Imams in Medina. He has beautiful recitation. He's one of the Imams who leads the salawat and give the khutab at the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. Abdul Muhsin al-Qasim. طيب, لكن هذا عبد المحسن العباد البدر, the علامه, the great Shaykh. May Allah preserve him. Ameen. He says, هذان الحديثان يدلان على أن دين الإسلام هو دين الفطرة. وعقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة مطابقة للفطرة. He says that these two narrations, the first one was collected by who? Al-Bukhari Muslim. The other one collected by who? Muslim. He says these two narrations are proof that the religion of Islam is the religion of the fitrah. Is the religion of the fitrah. And that the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah complies with the fitrah of the people, that which Allah has created the people upon. Okay? قال ولهذا جاء في حديث معاوية بن الحكم السلمي رضي الله عنه في صحيح مسلم في قصة جاريته محمود تابع في قصة جاريته وفيه أنه قال يعني معاوية بن الحكم السلمي رضي الله عنه قال أفلا أعتقها قال ائتني بها قال فأتيته أي يعني الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بهذه الجارية فقال لها أي الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أين الله قالت في السماء قال من أنا قالت أنت رسول الله قال اعتقها فإنها مؤمنة. شيخ عبد المحسن حفظه الله تعالى says for this reason it came in the hadith of معاوية ابن الحكم السلمي. This is a different than معاوية ابن أبي سفيان. This is another companion. It's not Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. This is another companion, Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam al-Sulami radiyallahu anhu, as al-Imam Muslim collected in his Sahih, that in the Qissa of al-Jariya, this is a known Qissa and story, he has a slave girl that she used to keep after and watch after his sheep or goats. And one day, the wolf came and took one of them. So he got mad and he slapped her. But then he felt bad. He said, shouldn't do that. He felt bad. So he asked the Prophet ﷺ to expiate for that mistake he did by him hitting that slave girl. He said, O Messenger of Allah, shall I let her go free to expiate for that? The Prophet ﷺ, before he said to him yes, he said, bring her to me. Bring her to me. So he brought her, and the Prophet ﷺ asked her two questions. Ayn Allah? Where is Allah? Now Sufis and Ikhwanis and them, they said, don't ask this question. Don't ask this question. Some of them say, haram to ask this question. Some they say, it's futile and useless. Don't busy the people with these questions. Ayn Allah, like Nu'man Khan. I heard him personally in one of his clips. He said, this is busying the people with futile things of no importance. And he says, Allah, none of the companions ask this question. Why you skip the Prophet ﷺ? None of the companions? The deen is taken from the Prophet ﷺ, with the understanding of the companions. So here is, that's why you don't listen to those people. Some youth, they are, Allah al-Musta'an, they just fell in love with their eloquency. The way they, and you know what they bring this eloquency is from shayateen. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ Magic. إِنَّ مِنَ الْبَيَانِ لَسِحْرًا in Kitab al-Tawheed. Eloquency is a form of magic, وَلْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. From it, from eloquency is a form of magic. And you find them where they go. They go to YouTube and listen to the kuffar. Some of those du'at, they go and listen to the kuffar and quote from them some eloquent speeches and things to bring it in their talks. And what, you know what they say, what goes around? Huh? Comes around. And you catch up with them, and some of them even be quoting from philosophers. They bring a statement of Aristos. You know Aristos? Huh? Yeah, philosopher, Greek philosopher. They bring statements from them. They don't say Aristos says. He just put it in there. But later on, people find out that, come on, man, you're a Salafi, according to Islam, you bring it, quoting from Aristotle, quoting from Stalin. You know Stalin? Stalin is a Russian dude, you know, the, excuse my expression. Huh? Well, I said it in Arabic. So you say it in English. Stalin is in Arabic. So what do you say in English? Stalin. Okay, not Stalin. Not the Stalin, right? Stalin. Okay, he's a Russian fascist. Fascist, communist. You know, they quote from them Lenin, Mao Zedong, and Gandhi, and Mother Teresa. They quote from them. على أين؟ على أين؟ So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he asked أين الله؟ Where is Allah؟ قالت في السماء, above the heavens, because this في the Sheikh is going to explain, it doesn't mean in, because في has different meanings. Huh? في يلا عبد الله الكتاب huh? الكتاب في الكتاب أحسنت grammatically is correct but the meaning is not right الولد في الغرفة المسلم في المسجد في المسجد what that mean on top of the masjid in the masjid inside but That's what many people know, that fi mean in. Fi jaybi, what does that mean? Huh? Mihfadatun. Huh? Khawiyatun. Well, alhamdulillah. It's empty, so don't follow me. Fi jaybi mihfadatun. In my wallet is what?
Pocket is a wallet.
Okay, well, I want to switch it. In my wallet is a driver license that is in my pocket. Is that okay? Thank you. So you get the point, right? But then there is this fee, it means ala. It means on, above. We're going to get to that, okay? Because some people, they say fi sama, in the heavens. No, it's not that what it means. قال من أنا in the Prophet ﷺ said to her who am I after he asked her the first question he asked her the second one he says who am I she said to him أنت رسول الله you are the messenger of Allah then he said to him free her she is a believer Allah here is a question ready for question هذا الحديث أورده الإمام مسلم في كتاب الصلاة وهو يتكلم أين الله ومن أنا كيف يعني كتاب الصلاة ما علاقة الصلاة بهذا الحديث this hadith by the way if you look at صحيح مسلم Imam Muslim he brought this hadith in the book of Salat the section of prayer even though this hadith talks about أين الله عقيدة what is this hadith has to do in the Salat نعم رمزي الله أكبر هذا من عندك This is from you, of course, right? Huh? MashaAllah, nice try لماذا? That's not the right answer زي Huh? In order to pray or to believe هذا من عندك This is from you MashaAllah, nice try نعم يحيى هذا من عندك ها when you come to the masjid to pray hold on now I may be hearing something right say that again Sheikh Yahya
Huh?
Uh-huh, he went to the masjid. You are right, but you are not right. You started right when he says he came and he was praying in the masjid, but when he says he was thinking about what he did, I don't know about that one. The hadith, I know they did not say that. He did not say that he was thinking about what he did, but you are right. He came in the masjid and he was praying. Now, he gave you a hint. So now who can complete the story? In the hadith, he mentioned that, first of all, when this happened, this noble companion was new into Islam. And he was praying, and a man sneezed. Somebody remember the story now? And he said to him, Yarhamukallah. He said to the man, Yarhamukallah, in the salat. But the companions did what? They look at him like, can't talk in salat. Okay? But then he even said something else. Why are you looking at me? So the people, they were like, they couldn't talk in salat, so they were like, doing like this. Huh? What do you say that? No. On their thighs? Slapping their thighs, like meaning, كَمَا قَالَهُ يُسَكِّتُونَ. You mean, man, can't be talking in salat. Okay? He says, but after the salat, the Prophet ﷺ, he talked to him in a nice way. That this salat, we don't talk in the salat, okay? So he said, since the Prophet ﷺ was so nice to him and taught him in a nice way, he said, let me ask him a question. Then he said to him, look, إِنَّ لِي جَارِيَّا, I have this slave girl. And you see, that's munasaba, that's because the hadith is in the salat. Okay? طيب. Ameen. Barakallahu feekum. Tayyib. And that's what we benefited from sitting with the mashayikh, alhamdulillah. They explain to you, because sometimes they bring you only a portion of the hadith. Okay? But to know the entire, you didn't need to read the entire hadith. Because the ulama, sometimes they just bring you the part of the hadith that relevant as a reference to the point they are making at that time. And then they tell you al-hadith, meaning that it is not complete. So if the one who wants to read the complete version of the hadith, then he go and look at the hadith. That's why I give you the numbers. Not only that, but also our noble scholars from the Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, this is from benefits of the hadith now. See, we're reading benefits of the aqidah. Now it took us to some benefits of the hadith. Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said also, a student of knowledge, he should, if he wants to understand the matter or point, he has to gather all the narrations that talk about that point. Don't just get one hadith or two and get a ruling. No, he has to look at all of the narrations. Yajma' kull al-ahadith. And that's how the ulama, they extract the rulings by looking at all of the ahadith. Give you an example in the Quran. Like for example, the story of Musa alayhi salam. It is mentioned in what surah? What surah? The story of Musa alayhi salam. What surah? Huh? What surah? Hold on. Surah? Al-Qasas. Ahsant. Barakallahu feek. You agree with my brother, Shaykh? Huh? Ahlan wa sahlan. Hada huwa. That's a better answer. In many surahs in the Quran. Right or wrong, sir? Hey, in many surahs. Ahsan. So you know it's good that you answer the first way and the second way, because that's what I'm looking for. If somebody just say qasas, that's it. Okay? Or in every Jews? Yeah, maybe it's in every Jews. So this is the famous surah, qissa and story of Musa alayhi salam and the people of Bani Israel. In many, many. But if a person go only to one surah, سورة النازعات for example. هل أتاك حديث موسى؟ Go over there. How much do you know about Musa? That's it. Isn't Surah Al-Nazi'at give you all the story of Musa alayhi salam? No. If somebody don't know nothing but that surah, and he's like, oh, I'm going to tell you the story of Musa today. And he just said that, so that's it. That's it, Shaykh. Somebody asked him, that's it, Shaykh. I heard somebody in khutbah mention Surah Taha. Ah, no, Taha. I don't know that Shaykh, what he's talking about. You see? That's the problem. He's going to stay saying, oh no, maybe I was a Sufi imam or something. What do we know? What are you talking about? Because him, that's all he knows. He knows only that part, you see? But the one who knows more, he's like, Naam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this surah, there is more details to this, in this surah. There is more details that's in here, even more detailed in this surah, in this. Likewise, you gather all of the ahadith, all of the ayat on one matter, that's how the ulama they. But a student of knowledge who's still young, he looks at 2-3 hadith and get a ruling and bring it to the people. This is how we're going to do it. Yeah, and next, he has to have sabr and don't speak before the ulama. Okay, don't speak before the ulama. You can learn, but then you see, is there any other narration? What the ulama says about this, alhamdulillah. طيب. قال الشيخ عبد المحسن حفظه الله فهذه الجارية بفطرتها أجابت بأن الله في السماء. You see? The Sheikh says, this Jariya, a slave girl. She spent all the time taking care of the animals, the sheep and the goats. But her answer is by her fitra. She answered from her fitra that Allah is above the heavens. Okay? That Allah is above the heavens. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mulk, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير. The ayah 16 and 17 in Surah Al-Mulk. Do you feel secure that He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is in the heaven, here they says in the heavens, but is above the heavens, who is above the heavens, will not cause the earth to sink with you, then behold it shakes as in an earthquake? Or do you feel secure that He who is above the heavens will not, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not send against you a violent wild wind? Then you shall know how terrible has been my warning. والمراد بالسماء العلو لأنها مأخوذة من سماء. علماء اللغة they say that السماء is taken from the فعل سماء يعني على. The سماء, the sky, the heavens, it is taken from سماء, which is to arise and to go high and high. So this سماء meaning the highness, the علو. وتكون في بمعنى على نعم. Also في, as we mentioned to you earlier, it doesn't mean always in, it means above or on and above. Okay, so and he mentioned the ayah when Fir'aun said to those magicians when they turn to Allah and they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they saw the sign of Allah. Because remember the story of Musa, we talk about the story of Musa and Fir'aun. Somebody suggested that the Pharaoh gather all the skillful magicians in the areas and bring them so they can what? compete with Musa alayhi salam, see who's going to win. And they were sure that they're going to win. Okay? At the beginning they were sure. They says yes to Pharaoh. They even, Pharaoh told them yes. They said, certainly we're going to be the winners. He says, if you win, you're going to be close to me and I'm going to take care of you. Min al-muqarrabin. I'm going to give him a good reward. But when they were defeated, they prostrate down because they know this is no magic, man. It's no magic. What Musa brought from Allah is no magic. It's an ayah from ayat Allah. Those magicians, what they did, they prostrate. And they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Pharaoh said to them, certainly I will crucify you. Fi judu'i al-nakhl. Fi meaning in the trunks of palm trees. But usually when they, if you have any idea, when they used to do this long time ago, when they used to do, they crucify people on the palm tree, the trunks or inside. On, that's what it is. So that, they use the ulama, they use this ayah, that the meaning of fi is not always in. Okay? So Allah is above the heavens. ثم قال وأما الذين ابتلوا بعلم الكلام فإنهم يقولون إن علو الله عز وجل علو قدر وقهر وأهل السنة والجماعة يقولون إن علو الله عز وجل علو قدر وقهر وذات. Now the Shaykh, now he's refuting the people of kalam, of rhetoric, علم الكلام, who they use logics. They don't rely on the texts. They put the logic and their intellects before the texts. But rather the Muslim, he should believe in the texts. If Allah says, the Messenger said, that's it. That's all we need. Whether we understand it, we comprehend it, we don't, doesn't matter. We don't comprehend everything. نُسَلِّمْ لِلنُّصُوصِ. We submit to the texts of the revelation. But the Ahlul Dalal, the people of misguidance and Ahlul Bid'ah, especially the people of Kalam, from the Mu'tazila and other than them, Asha'ira too, because they branch from them later on, then they put their intellect in everything. Matters of Aqidah, they're like, no, it doesn't make sense to them. Adab al-Qabr, they don't believe in it because it doesn't make no sense. They say, logically, if you dug out that grave, you don't see no punishment. Even though there is clear text in the Quran and the Sunnah, but Ahlul Sunnah, they believe. If it's, this is something in revelation, we قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. أَيْنَعَمْ. Because they know أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. That Allah is able to do all things. أَيْنَعَمْ. But the people of Kalam, they twist the meanings. Some of them, they deny the text in its totality, وَالْعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Others, they cannot deny, especially the Quran. But they cannot deny ayat. What they do, they tamper with their meanings. They're like, no. This ulu of Allah, it is not by His essence. It's not Allah that is above. No, His power and His might is above the creation. Not Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see? وقد جاء عن بعض المتكلمين وغيرهم عبارات تدل على أن السلام والنجاة إنما هي في عقيدة العجائز المطابقة للفطرة. And then the Shaykh says, it came in statements of some of these mutakallimeen. These are people, they were, subhanAllah, high power people in kalam. They were very intellectual people in rhetoric and bring a lot of controversy and logics, and this makes sense, this does not, logically this, that. But this take them nowhere except further away from the truth, والعياذ بالله. Okay, that's what kalam do to the people. So you find in their statement, the Shaykh says that those whom Allah wants good for them, and towards the end of their lives, after they spend many years tampering with the meanings of the ayats and going against the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah, finally they say, look man, you want to be upon the correct aqidah? Be on the aqidah of those old women. Those women who don't know much. But they know that Allah is above the heavens. If it's right, Allah is like, Allah is above the heavens. He says, be upon the aqidah of those old women. The Shaykh is going to explain that point later, inshallah, clear.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Now, and the Shaykh he mentioned, Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, Habibullah, he says that Sharih al-Tahawiyya, he mentioned a statement from Abi al-Ma'ali al-Juwayni, who used to be upon ilm al-Kalam. Kalaman dhamma fihi ilm al-Kalam. Wa qala fihi inda mawtih, that this man who was upon ilm al-Kalam, the rhetoric and the life, but towards the end of his life, he made a statement that despise the ilm al-kalam, warning against it, that there is no benefit, man. Those who they just go into ilm al-kalam, there is no benefit. And he says, وَهَا أَنَا ذَا أَمُوتُ عَلَىٰ عَقِيدَةِ أُمِّي أَوْ قَالَ عَلَىٰ عَقِيدَةِ عَجَائِزِ نَيْسَابُورِ. See, he says, this man who for years Ain Allah fi sama, easy answer what? For those that Allah wants for them. But now for them, now Allah this, they bring it to you, break down the grammar in a way that you don't even understand. All these years. No. She's taking her right now. So he mentioned that finally Allah guide him to the truth, alhamdulillah, and he says that he's dying now, but in the aqidah of his mother, and the aqidah of the old ladies in the area Naysabur. Likewise in the tarjama of Ar-Razi, I'm going to skip the translation, the Arabic text, also this man Ar-Razi, he was one of the great people amongst the mutakallimeen. Of course they were upon misguidance. Even though this man, he was a high power in the usul, but then in the end, he says, من التزم دين العجائز فهو الفائز. Whoever is upon the aqidah of the old ladies, he is the one who is successful. Those ladies who, they don't know much, but they know Allah is above the heavens. Allah is the creator. Ayna'am. Likewise, Abu Muhammad al-Juwayni, the father of the Imam al-Haramain, al-Imam al-Juwayni, who was one of the great Imams of the Haramain, his father, he mentioned in his nasiha to the mashayikh of the Asha'ira. Those mashayikh who were upon the Asha'ariyya, and they also, they dealt in the ilm al-kalam and the like. He said, فَمَنْ تَكُونُ الرَّاعِيَّ أَعْلَمُ بِاللَّهِ منه لكونه لا يعرف وجهة معبوده فإنه لا يزال مظلم القلب لا يستنير أنوار المعرفة. He said, if a person, yes, you tell me you're a great sheikh and you know all the Arabic language and the grammar and this and breaking this and that into many pieces, but a jariya, a slave girl, know better aqidah than you. He says, you should know with all of this knowledge and all of this grammar and all of what this usul, your heart's still dark. There is no light of aqidah in it. أسأل الله السلام والعافية وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.